I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. You may or may not keep track of these things, but folks thumbing through celebrity magazines this week may notice that a good number of women at the Academy Awards wore dresses made by Lebanese designers. Elie Saab and Reem Akra were just two of the designers whose gowns graced the red carpet. As The World's Aaron Schachter reports, Lebanon is getting high marks in the world of high fashion.
A group of college students recently held a fashion show at a swanky bar in downtown Beirut. The event was a fundraiser for Gaza, but also a showcase for new Lebanese designers. Aya Jamal and Farah Sleiman are two 20-somethings who went to college together. They did grad work in international law and interior design, so naturally they thought, let's be fashion designers.
You look gorgeous in purple!
We were sitting having dinner with the girls, and I think I turned to Aya, and I'm like, Aya, I think it's time that we start something together. And she's like, what? I'm like, maybe we should start designing clothes. She's like, okay, that sounds cool.
And because the thing is, we live in Beirut, and everyone's so in touch with the rest of the world, and we're obsessed with fashion here. So we just thought it might be a good idea to, like, try it out. But within, like, our circle of friends, we didn't expect that it would grow this fast.
5 weeks after dinner with the girls, Sleiman and Jamal had created and sold a 50-piece collection, and their company, F-Word, was up and running. The F stands for fashion. Their designs are geared toward women their age. Tank tops, mini skirts, lots of tight stuff. But the two have grand visions of outfitting the stars. This kind of do-it-yourself ascent couldn't have been possible just a few years ago.
Everybody used to be really label-oriented. Like, they would only buy, you know, the Chanel, the Louis Vuitton, you know, those labels that would tell exactly how much money you have.
Mariana Basatne is the creator of Mojo Bags, designer pocketbooks and clutches.
Now, everybody wants something that's different. You're not following the crowd anymore. You want to express your individuality. So that's why there's room for new designers.
What's amazing that Lebanon is a small country, and it's having the same effect as a big, big country. So we're like 4 million, and there is countries of 60 million, and we have the same amount of designers.
Rabia Kairouz is one of the designers who made it the old-fashioned way, first studying in Paris and then working his way up the ladder gradually. His name has graced a boutique in Beirut's fashionable Ashrafieh neighborhood for a decade. He says perhaps what makes Lebanon so special when it comes to fashion is its location at the crossroads of many cultures.
This mixture makes our style. At 17 years old at school in Paris, I wouldn't have the same attitude that as I'm having now. I'll say, oh, we Lebanese, what can I show from my country? I don't have another. I have to have something very specific. And then I realized that having this mixture is us.
Kairouz recently opened another boutique called Starch in Beirut's Saifi neighborhood, where he gives space to young designers, roughly four each season. It's a way for them to get exposure in a part of town they wouldn't have access to without being hugely famous. Kairouz says the competition for him is stimulating because you never know where the next Hollywood red carpet designer will come from. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.